This is a World Series trophy. I played baseball.
Andrew Burr and his sister Natalie were adopted 5 years ago from Ukraine.
Hi, Mexico.
Their adopted mom is Krista Burr.
Oh, the kids are great. Kids are great. They can't imagine our lives without them.
Yeah, that's my favorite car.
Adopting children from overseas can be expensive and fraught with many bureaucratic roadblocks. Like many families, the Burrs turned to an adoption agency for help. Dan Burr liked the approach of Susan Kane and her nonprofit Adoption Services Group.
Found out that we could do it independently. And we would have to go and travel and meet our children before we could decide. That appealed to us as well.
Adoption agencies like Kane's help prospective parents navigate the complicated adoption process, including the extensive documentation and background checks.
This paperwork will require the families to go see a doctor, will require the families to get legal clearances from police, FBI, the state police, and a child abuse and neglect tracking system. And once the family has undergone all of those reviews and a social worker has met with them at least 2 to 3 times, the social work agency or the adoption agency decides yes or no, this parent can adopt or not.
On the other hand, the background information and screening of children in many countries is often less extensive, making it difficult to get accurate health information.
These children, a lot of them are sick, or they have not had enough food. Some of them have skin problems or rickets, anemia, blood problems. Some of them are underweight.
Good morning, good morning.
Kane knows firsthand the challenges of international adoption after adopting her two youngest daughters.
Me and my sister come down here to sit and read.
Grace is from Russia. Her sister Emma was adopted in Ukraine, where doctors think she suffered from meningitis. Kane says Emma should fully recover, but requires special help at school.
That means she gets extra help with her language, her reading, gym help with learning to walk better.
Hello, two. Play message.
Despite the obstacles, new parents like Krista and Dan Burr say the rewards of international adoption are worth it.
This is Dirk's mom.
And for the children, it gives many of them a loving, nurturing environment for the first time in their young lives.
I like this because it's nice and soft.
This one is my favorite.
For producer Zorislav Bediak, Jim Bertel, VOA News.